Good afternoon. I'm Ernie Bauer, the Sumitro Chair for Southeast Asian Studies at the Center for Strategic International Studies here in Washington, and we're honored today to be with the Philippine Ambassador, Jose Quisha, and Philippine Ambassador to the United States. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you too, Ernie, for giving me this opportunity.
What are the most important results of President Obama's recent visit to the Philippines, and what do you see as the next steps in the U.S.-Philippine relationship?
Okay. First, let me just say that the visit of President Obama to the Philippines served to reaffirm the longstanding ties and the deep friendship between the Philippines and the United States. It also provided an opportunity for the Philippines and the U.S. to explore new avenues for cooperation with the signing of the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, or EDCA. We see that that alliance is going to grow stronger and deeper. The EDCA will provide an opportunity for our military and the U.S. military to have greater interoperability. It will enhance the maritime domain awareness, maritime security, and provide opportunities for building up our capabilities for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. But in addition to the defense and security aspect, we also realize from the visit of President Obama, economic, I would say, deliverables, which are very favorable to the Philippines. The first is the removal of the Philippines from the Special 301 list, which lists countries that have not fully respected intellectual property rights.
Right.
So we're quite happy that we have been removed from that list. Second is that the U.S. also recognizing the advances we've made in terms of protecting workers' rights. The U.S. has decided to terminate the case against the Philippines that would enable us to enjoy our GSP privileges.
And GSP is the General System of Preferences.
Right. So we will be able to continue enjoying those benefits, which, by the way, benefits 129 countries, including the Philippines. Third, the U.S. has also agreed to support the Philippines' request for a continuation of our quantitative restrictions on rice importations, thus allowing some protection for our rice for up to 2017. Mm. So that, of course, is very helpful to the agricultural sector.
It's worth noting, you know, that all of those deliverables actually were earned by Philippine reforms. The reform platform of the president's been very effective. So would by extension there be an opening for the Philippines to consider membership in the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Yeah. Well, I failed one more. It was the I should mention the upgrading of the Philippines to Category 1 as far as the FAA aviation safety ratings, which is very significant for the Philippines too, because it will allow us to expand our trade and tourism opportunities. Now, responding to your question, I think we are, in fact, working hard to see how we might be able to realize membership in the TPP. We know that there are certain domestic reforms that we will have to undertake, some very sensitive reforms, such as the possible amendment of our constitution, and this is why we have to evaluate this very, very carefully.
Understood. In recent weeks, China has really been much more assertive in the South China Sea, or I think what the Philippines calls the West Philippine Sea.
Yeah.
In this case, most recently in Vietnam. But what do you think the Philippines and China could do to resolve this dispute?
Well, we want to maintain good relations with China. We've said that all along. And we believe that our relations with China has been quite good, despite this West Philippine Sea conflict. We believe that China would like to maintain good relations with all its neighbors, but we are, of course, concerned by the actions they have taken recently. We believe that China should conform to international norms, that they should adhere to the rule of law and respect international law, particularly the law of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. And we are hopeful that China will see the wisdom of being more sincere about negotiations with the Philippines. If they really believe in maintaining peace and stability in the region, we're hoping that the diplomatic route is still possible.
Ambassador Quisha, we wish you the best of luck with that endeavor, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you.